All right, get this. You've got this stack of messages from a Brighton & Hove Albion fan forum right there. And it's not about tactics or transfers, but a single running joke that went on for, get this, a decade.
Okay, you've definitely got my attention. Football fans and their enduring jokes, what's the story?
So this is North Stand Chat, a pretty standard forum for diehard fans, and nestled among the usual football banter is a thread called Joke Du Jour. Now, this isn't your average joke swap. It all starts in February 2006. Imagine the internet back then, and the first post in this thread is, well, let me just read it to you. A fellow walks into a pub and sees a sign hanging over the bar which reads, cheese sandwich 1.50, chicken sandwich 2.50, hand job 10 bene.
I'm sensing a setup.
Oh, absolutely. It continues. Checking his wallet, he finds one single tenner. He walks up to the bar and beckons to one of the three exceptionally attractive blondes serving drinks to an eager-looking group of men. Yes, she inquires with a knowing smile. Can I help you? I was wondering, whispers the man, are you the one who gives the hand jobs? Yes, she purrs. Indeed, I am, the man replies. Well, wash your hands. I want a cheese sandwich.
Oh, my, the classic bait and switch. I can almost hear the groans of disappointment from those eager-looking men. It's like a dad joke from the early days of the internet.
Right. But here's the thing. This joke, as cheesy as it is, became a recurring character on this forum. We're talking years of this thing popping up, evolving, becoming this bizarre inside joke for this community.
Now that's where it gets interesting. It's one thing to tell a bad joke. It's another for it to become this weird tradition, a shared experience.
Exactly. And to understand that, we need to rewind a bit. Back to the mid-2000s. Think about internet humor. Back then, memes were just starting. Online communities were finding their feet. It was a different world.
The wild west of the internet. And this joke, in all its simplicity, kind of encapsulates that era. It's easy to understand, doesn't need a lot of context, and crucially, the format is ripe for participation. You can swap out the food, tweak the punchline. It's like a comedic template.
A blank canvas for some truly bizarre culinary creativity. And trust me, they went all out. But before we dive into that, let's unpack what made this particular joke, this specific bit of digital cheese, so sticky for this community. Because it speaks to something fascinating about how we connect online, you know?
Absolutely. This isn't just about a bad joke. It's about what that joke represents, how it became a shared language, a ritual.
So last time we left off, we had our cheesy joke, right? Sitting there in internet history.
Primed and ready for a comeback.
Oh, yeah. Picture this. Almost a year to the day, February rolls around again, and bam, someone reposts the joke. Word for word.
No way. They actually resurrected it. Talk about dedication to a bad joke.
Right. But here's where it gets really interesting. The forum members, they loved it. It wasn't just a rehash. It was like this weird homecoming. One comment even says, is it last Wednesday again already?
Wow. So it's becoming this event, like a predictable, anticipated thing. That changes things.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we told the joke. We all cringed. We moved on. But then it comes back a year later, and suddenly it's not just a joke. It's this shared experience. Like, remember last year when we all groaned at this?
And that shared experience, I think, is the core of it. It creates this weird sort of tradition, especially online, where everything is so fast-paced, temporary. This dumb joke becomes something constant.
And that's not even the half of it. They didn't just retell the joke. They started, tinkering.
Tinkering.
Yeah. Like, the menu became this whole debate. Should it be cheese sandwiches? Or pies? Someone even suggested a plowman's platter. It's hilarious.
Oh, wait, seriously? They were invested in the culinary accuracy of this joke.
Oh, absolutely. Analyzing prices, debating fillings. It's like they were crafting a gourmet menu, not riffing on a bad joke. And it gets even better because you start to see these personalities emerge.
Oh, this is the good stuff. Tell me more.
So you've got Moshe Gariani. He's like the culinary daredevil, always pushing the boundaries, adding new items to the menu. Pork pie, £1.20. Bacon sandwich, £1.80. You know, keeping it current.
I love it. Got to keep up with inflation, even in the hand job economy.
Exactly. And then, of course, you need a straight man, right? Someone to counter Moshe's culinary craziness. That's where Man of Harvey's comes in. Always practical. Always asking the tough questions.
Give me an example. Like, what kind of question would Man of Harvey's ask?
Well, there was this one time Moshe suggests adding Parma ham to the menu. And Man of Harvey's, ever the pragmatist, pops in with, are they a bit pricey, though?
Oh, he's thinking about the working man's wallet. I respect it.
Right. But then he follows it up with the perfect justification. It's Parma ham. Like, that explains everything.
It's the little details that make it. And it shows how they're building on each other, creating these little inside jokes within the larger joke, like a whole comedic ecosystem.
And just when you think they've reached peak absurdity, Truffle Hound, enters the chat.
Uh-oh. This sounds ominous. Who's Trufflehound?
This is where it gets really interesting. Trufflehound, he's the one who takes it there. I'm talking like a whole tiered system for, you know, different glove options, the whole nine yards.
Oh my, they went there. I can't believe they went there. But you know what? It works because it's them. They've created the space where this kind of humor makes sense.
It's like their own little language.
Mm.
Outsiders might be confused, but for them, it's this bizarre form of bonding.
And that's the amazing thing about online communities, right? They can create these spaces where something as simple as a bad joke can evolve into this intricate, hilarious, almost heartwarming tradition.
So we spent all this time, right, digging into this hand job joke. And I got to say, it's been an experience.
It's definitely one for the internet history books. But, you know, it's got me thinking about something.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
Well, we've been talking about this joke, right? This single absurd thing. But isn't it amazing how much it reveals about us? About how we connect as humans?
Absolutely. It's like, who would have thought that a decade-old joke about a cheese sandwich could be so profound? But it really does speak to something, you know?
Totally. Think about it. They were marking their calendars for this. Last Wednesday, they called it. Waiting for the joke to pop up again. It became this bizarre online ritual.
Like a digital inside joke, but on a grand scale.
Exactly. And those rituals, those shared experiences, they matter, even when they seem silly. They give us a sense of belonging, of community, especially online, where it's easy to feel disconnected.
It's like, no matter how isolated we might feel, we're all still looking for those moments of connection, those shared experiences that remind us, hey, we're not alone in this.
And sometimes the things that connect us the most are the things that make us laugh the most, even if it's a terrible, terrible joke about a cheese sandwich.
So next time you're scrolling through the internet, right, and you stumble across something that seems completely absurd, take a second, look closer. You might be surprised at what you find.
Because you never know, that little piece of internet weirdness, it could be a window into something truly human. That's what makes these deep dives so fascinating, isn't it? The unexpected connections, the stories we uncover. It's a reminder that the internet, for all its faults, is still a place where people come together, share a laugh, and, yeah, sometimes even tell a really, really bad joke. And that's something we're celebrating.